Hi, and welcome to the 10 Minute Techie Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Westcott. Episode 55, Google Slides Stop Animation, starts now. Hi, Mai, and welcome to this week's episode of the 10 Minute Techie. Not that any of you probably noticed, but I didn't do one last week. It has been chock-a-block here at Digital Circus. We've been working really hard to get our new resource site for teachers ready. It's going to launch this week. It's called the Digital Kitty, and we have put so much time, blood, sweat, tears, you name it, into it. And we've consulted with KayaCore, and we are so excited and nervous to start to share it with the world. I'm going to be the annoying podcast person that talks a little bit about themselves before they start the actual juicy stuff, but it's just a really cool project that I've just been so grateful to be able to work on. It's basically New Zealand resources for New Zealand teachers, and it all kind of came from this place where I was making resources in my classroom, and then when I was working at Digital Circus, which I am still, I was making resources for the KayaCore that I was working with in a PLD space, and then I started putting them out on social media. And I think the Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori resource that I made got like 35,000 impressions on Facebook, and I just was so blown away by that, and just kept making stuff. And my incredible supportive bosses at Digital Circus have supported me to create this website along with some colleagues, and hope we just want to keep sharing awesome resources with KayaCore around New Zealand, because we feel like there's a real lack of New Zealand-based resources that truly are integrated and reflect our context, KayaCore and kids. So that's our goal, that's our mission, is to make life a bit easier for our New Zealand KayaCore, and create resources that, yeah, we've got like handwriting sheets and stuff on there too, but our main resources are very integrated and cross-curricular, and, you know, have a huge emphasis on 21st century thinking skills. And yeah, I'm just so proud. There's a big range on there. There's going to be a whole lot of free stuff. That's always been our kaupapa, our koha, if you like, to educators around New Zealand. And then in order for us to continue making resources to a high level and on a consistent basis, we're also having a premium membership. There's like school bundles and individual bundles and monthly bundles. and basically, when you sign up to one of those memberships, you basically get access to every single resource that we have for the time of your membership, plus some other cool stuff. Another cool part to that is that we will be personally making you a resource when you sign up to one of our paid memberships. And there's a little bit of an opportunity for a kōrero with me to have a kōrero about what you're trying to do, and so I can make sure that resource is really awesome for you. And then it will go out to the kitty crew, really. So it's evolving. We've got 1,000 ideas behind the scenes of how we can make it better, but we had to have a launch date, and Thursday is it. So we've done some consultation with KayaCore and with Riki Consultancy to make sure that we are really basically embracing and creating this with our New Zealand KayaCore in mind, and that will forever be our goal. So if you're interested in the Digital Kitty, there's a whole lot of free stuff on there. Get over there. on Thursday, it goes live on the 1st of September, and it'll be there ready to rock and roll to make your free account right from day one. You can favorite resources. Oh, I could talk about it for this whole podcast, but I will be quiet now and get on to the main deal. But we would love your support. We'd love you to check it out. We'd love you to give us some feedback and be a part of, the Kitty community. So I cannot wait to share that with you. Yeah, and any resources I mention basically in these podcasts going forward will be on the Kete for free. So yeah, that's where you can kind of head to and find it. All right, Tony, let's get to it. So what we're talking about today is using Google Slides as a tool for stop motion animation. And what I love about this is Google Slides, you can kind of create anything, right? You can app smash with it, which means you can create something on Canva and, you know, put it into Google Slides. You can create all sorts of shapes on Google Slides anyway using the shape tool. But you can also create Google Drawings on there as well. So you can kind of put all these things together. As with any tool or concept that I talk about on here, the first thing to do is start super simple. Have a play yourself, then have a play with the kids, do some modeling, take a small group, take a group that are interested in it, take the whole class, you can choose, but be kind to yourself when you start. And literally when I model this to students, I start with like a box, like I draw a square and we move the box, because it is quite hard in the sense that it takes a lot of slides and a lot of time. If you've done any type of stop animation before, you know that it's all about the frames per second, which means how many photos or how many slides in this case are going to be flicking through per second to look like it's moving, like it's actually animated. So disclaimer, it takes time and it's a bit tricky, but it's super rewarding. So first things first, you're going to want to sort of set up your Google Slide. So you open a new Google Slide, name it whatever you want, and then you're going to create a shape. As I mentioned, just create a circle or a box and leave it at that. Then like words are really easy because you can just put one letter, add one letter per slide. So once you've made your first slide, then you're just going to duplicate it. All right, so copy and paste it. Then you're going to move your box a little bit. And I recommend using your arrow keys to do that, because then you've got like a specific space, I guess, like the movement's going to be even. Then you're going to copy and paste that slide again, move it with the arrow key, copy and paste. And so you're building. And then if you go back up to your slide one and flick through them all, you'll see that your box just slowly moves across the screen a little bit. I've put a basic example in the show notes, which you can see. And I've also put a student's video that they submitted to our Digi Awards that we hold every year in the show notes, so you can see like when a student spends a lot of time and effort on it, what it can actually start to look like. So really high standard there. Once you've kind of had a little play with moving the box around, then you can start to add other stuff. It's a huge trial and error kind of thing. So I think giving your kids the heads up that they won't get it perfect the first time is really important. And then just letting them have a little play, see what they can do, see what they can make. When you are ready to publish it, to make it flow by itself, the way that you do this, and you can do this at any point, it doesn't have to be when it's finished. You can test it out at any point. And that's what I love about Google Slides, right? It updates automatically. This is how you're going to make it flick through by itself. So you go File, Publish to the Web. And when you do that, it gives you some options. So you're going to say it's going to ask you, when do you want to auto advance the slide? And we're going to say every second. And we're going to say, there's two boxes here that you want to tick, which say Start Slideshow as soon as the player loads, yes, and Restart the slideshow after the last slide, which basically just means that the animation will go over and over and over again. So then when you click Publish, then you have a link. That link is what you then need to take and put into your URL bar, okay? And then the key to this is when you put it in the URL bar, there's a number at the end which says 1,000. You need to change this number to 100 or 50. Have a little play with it, because it will change the speed of how quickly it rolls through the slides. Okay, so that's really dependent on how fast or slow you want it to be. So that's kind of personal choice. So just have a play around with that. You probably need to model that with your kids, because it can be a little bit of copying and pasting and changing and da-da-da-da. But once you're then happy with it, then you've got the link for it to be at the right speed that you want it to be. then, you know, what you can do if you wanted to like amp that up a little bit rather than having to keep using that link is that you could screen record that. And when you screen record, you can add in your own sound effects. You could then put it into something like WeVideo, which is a software, a free software editing program on Chromebooks. You could put it into iMovie. You could put it anywhere else and then add some sound effects and stuff to it as well. That's just another option that you can do. One final tip that I will give is I think this is a really cool way to get students quite fluent with the tools in Google Slides. One thing that I teach students to do is make eyes for their character. So to draw a circle or a square and then put eyes on it by drawing another circle, a white circle, and then a black circle in the middle. And then I teach them how to group objects. I teach them how to flip objects so the eyes are exactly the same, and then group it so that every time you move that whole shape, it moves together. That's just a little tip or trick that I would give your students so that there's a little bit less frustration, but also that they've got some other skills in their kitty around using a tool like Google Slides. And to be fair, grouping and ungrouping, moving forward, moving back, arranging, bring to front, bring to back is a really great skill when it comes to designing anything on basically any kind of designing graphic tool. Those are very similar skills that they can use across there. Cool beans, probably talked enough today. So I hope you have a fun journey with Google Slides animation. It's a tool that needs persistence. It can be a bit tricky, but it's well worth it, and well worth just giving your kids an experience of it. And if they love it, they love it. And if they hate it, they hate it. And if there's some kids who take it and run with it, then that's all we can ask, really. And it fits in beautifully to our digital technologies curriculum content around designing and developing digital outcomes, but also computational thinking, because they're having to think step by step around creating an outcome, essentially, for a user. So hope you enjoyed that, and we will see you next week. Ka kite! If you want to check out Digital Kete, go to www.digitalkete.co.nz. It will be live from Thursday.